Message number 169. What is it that encourages young people to be so ashamed of me? Friday, August 19, 2011 at 23:00. My dearly beloved daughter, my love for young people, especially those in their teens and early adulthood, is very deep. Like their parents, I feel love, happiness, worry, and sometimes anger as I watch them grow up. Oh, how my heart breaks when I hear them say they do not believe in God, my eternal Father. They, my little children, have been conditioned to deny Him so they can be seen to fit in with their friends so as not to appear different to them. The fact is that it is no longer easy for a young person to own up to their love for me, even if they do accept my existence. This admission can cause them embarrassment when a belief in me, Jesus Christ, or my eternal Father is scorned in favor of a so-called higher being. What is it that encourages them to be so ashamed of me? Why do they feel they need to conform to a world empty of spirit or concern for the soul? Music and the arts have a huge influence on these precious little souls who have not been told the truth of heaven or hell. They, like all of my other children who persist in avoiding any mention of me, my teachings, or the existence of my eternal Father, are just as likely to be lost to the wilderness. Parents, I call on you to tell your children the truth of their existence on this earth, where they came from, and the destiny that awaits them after this life. It is your duty to help them open their hearts to my love. Take them to me gently, but use whatever means possible to help save their souls. Do this out of love for them. You may have shirked your duties over the years, but now is the time to make amends. By praying the divine mercy for their souls, you can help them. It is better if they walk towards me with the hands held out to me in this life on their own accord. To the young people I say this: if you believe in me, don't be afraid to acknowledge this in public. Do not deny me, for I am your lifeline, without whom there is no life. When others see how strong your belief is, they will be more inclined to open their own hearts to me. This requires much bravery on your part, but the graces you will receive from me will far outweigh your fear. Once you tell people that I do exist, once you show them respect and love and draw them to you, they will respect you for speaking of me. It may seem odd to be talking about me in one breath and worldly matters the next, but you will become stronger in your faith when you do this. Not only will you experience such a wealth of love in your heart for me, it will save the souls of your friends. Use the internet to spread my message. Talk about them. It does not matter who ridicules you. Because when you do this, many, many young people around the world will have eternal life because of the conversion created as a result. Go forth now, my precious young army. It is time for you now to pluck up the courage to spread my messages, which are being given to this generation in the world, to remind them of who I am, why I saved you all from the depths of hell, and why I am now reaching out to save you once more. This is the time for me to reach out to take your hands in mine. I love you, your beloved Savior and friend, Jesus Christ.